Hi, everybody, and welcome back to another bite-sized political podcast. And thank you so much for taking a few moments to tune in with me, because, hey, folks, we've only got a short time to save the world. Yeah, but I bring you good news because the world can still avoid the worst of climate collapse with genuine change, says the IPCC. So The Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change, which is just another politicized wing of the United Nations, I mean, let's call it for what it is, says that apparently avoiding the worst ravages of climate breakdown, it's still possible. Apparently, according to this report, it shows that humanity has the know-how and the technology to tackle human-induced climate change. What about the non-human-induced climate change, though? How are we going to tackle that, IPCC? Any thoughts? No. Why is that? Well, you'll see why in a minute. It shows that we have the capacity to build a much more prosperous, inclusive, and equitable society in this process. Alert, alert. Did you hear the buzzwords there? Did you hear them? Inclusive and equitable. What's that got to do with anything? That's got nothing to do with anything, but everything to do with the liberal agenda. They go on to say in this one, tackling climate change is hard, complex, and enduring challenge for generations. Okay, so how are we going to do it? Well, finance would be a key. What? Finance? Yeah. The shift to a low-carbon economy would take between 3 and 6 times the amount of funding currently devoted to green investment. Oh, right. So you want us to spend 300 to 600% more on green investment. So the way to tackle climate change is for you to get more of our taxes and cash. Is that how? Yeah. Yeah. Climate justice is also going to be vital, apparently. Climate justice. What is this? The IPCC said, because the people being hit hardest by the impacts of the crisis were the poorest and most vulnerable. It's such a load of tosh. This it really, really, really is. I mean, everything about it is wrong. Naturally, as per plan, the entire sort of leftist media ran with this yesterday. I saw the BBC run with it. The Guardian ran with it. They all run with it because and even the so-called conservative press, which isn't, by the way, they've also run with this. You know, we're in the last chance saloon, folks. If only we could just pay a little bit more tax to help fight the terrible human-induced climate change, then there's a chance we can survive. You know, so look, this is just a scam operation. You know that, don't you? You understand that the entire climate change crisis is a financial scam. They want to appropriate as much of our taxes as they possibly can into their delusional schemes. And all the time, they ignore the fact that the primary driver of climate change, you can see every day, or hopefully most days, and so can I. It's that big thing in the sky, that big orange globe in the sky called the sun. And the sun's impact on planet Earth is much more enduring and much more substantive than anything we could have ever dream of doing. But they can't tax the sun, you see. They can't put a carbon tax on the sun, on sunshine. Difficult for them to do that. But they can do it on what on you. They can tax your income. They can put a climate, surcharge on the number of miles that you drive or the number of air miles that you use or whatever it is. They can do these things. And that's exactly what they plan to do. Climate change is just another arm of this all-reaching agenda that we see. And it's been around now, you know, for quite a while. Certainly from the turn of the century, it's been hyped up enormously. Firstly, by, I guess, Al Gore. And then, of course, Saint Greta, our favorite Swedish hobgoblin. She was another vehicle used by them to advance the notion that our planet is on fire. We've got to, the kids demand we do something now. What shall we do? Let's go back to pre-industrial society. That's going to be good. That's going to really help the people in the third world, isn't it? If the first world deindustrializes, that's going to be super duper fantastic for the poor. It's insane. It's absolutely insane. And of course, certain world governments pay no attention to this whatsoever. The Chinese, not bothered. They're not bothered. Russia, I'm sure they're not that bothered. But the West, the weak, feeble West, oh yes, we're gonna reduce our hydrocarbon. We're gonna get to net zero. But you only can get to net zero if you essentially destroy your economic base. Well, it's a small price to pay to save the planet. And that's exactly where these lunatics are taking us. You know, they will, this is another weapon being deployed against our Western economies predominantly, in pursuance of this grandiose virtue signal of we're fighting for the planet, we're fighting for planet Earth, so shut up and, you know, just do what we say, pay the taxes, restrict your travel, restrict your life, and if you do that and be good boys and girls, then maybe there's just a chance that Greta might smile and you might be happy. So there you have it. Anyway, the IPCC, which is, you know, honestly absolute nonsense organization, and has been for a very long time. Some of the information that they gather is quite good, but remember, the reports, the IPCC summary reports, are politically driven and politically written. So really, they've got virtually nothing to do with science or reality. Thank you so much for listening.